It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
USDA is prepared to release their March crop production supply and demand report on, well, this morning. This report usually doesn't hold a lot of weight, but for the most part, most of the reports are at least bringing some news to the marketplace. We'll talk about the early estimates for the report after this break.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
USDA is prepared to release their March crop production supply and demand estimate here this morning. And right now, we're not really looking to see much out of this report. For the most part, it's a placeholder as USDA kind of just makes adjustments to the demand side. We should see some demand changes for corn, especially since corn exports are running way ahead of last year's pace. We're also seeing ethanol seeing a little bit ahead of pace as well. But USDA might not come in and make those changes. For wheat and for soybeans, we're not expecting any changes to take place as far as the demand is concerned. Now, early estimates have corn stocks dropping to 1.52 billion bushels. That's down from the 1.54 we saw last month. Soybean stocks are expected to come in at 379 million bushels versus 380 last month. And wheat stocks are expected to come in at 797 million bushels versus 794 last month. So not much changes as far as the U.S. ending stocks estimates are concerned. We're also not looking at much change as far as Brazil's production numbers are concerned. Brazil corn production is expected to remain at 126. Soybean production is expected to remain at 169. Argentina corn is expected to drop to 49. That's down 1 million metric ton from last month. But soybeans are expected to remain unchanged at 49 million metric ton. As far as the world numbers are concerned, we're not looking at much changes there either, just virtually leaving the world stocks unchanged from the previous month. So overall, not looking for anything huge out of this report, but it's USDA, and you never know what they're going to do.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.